Chapter 33. This is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai, and rose from Seir to them. He shined forth from Mount Paran. He came from the 10,000s of holy ones. At his right hand was a fiery law for them. Yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sat down at your feet. Every one shall receive of your words. Moses commanded us a law, an inheritance for the assembly of Jacob. He was king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. Let Reuben live and not die, nor let his men be few. This is the blessing of Judah." And he said, "Hear the Lord, the voice of Judah. Bring him into his people. With his hands he contended for himself. You shall be a help against his adversaries." Of Levi he said, "Your Thummim and your Urim are with your godly one, whom you did prove at Massah, with whom you did strive at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and of his mother, 'I have not seen him,' neither did he acknowledge his brothers, nor knew he his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your ordinances, and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you, and whole burnt offerings on your altar. Bless, O Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of those who rise up against him, and of those who hate him, that they rise not again." Of Benjamin he said, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell safely by him. He covers him all the day long. He dwells between his shoulders." Of Joseph he said, "Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of the heavens, for the dew, for the deep that couches beneath, for the precious things of the fruits of the sun, for the precious things of the growth of the moons, for the chief things of the ancient mountains, for the precious things of the everlasting hills, for the precious things of the earth and the fullness of it, the good will of him who lived in the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph, on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. The firstborn of his herd, majesty is his. His horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he shall push the peoples, all of them, even the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim. They are the thousands of Manasseh." Of Zebulun he said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, Issachar in your tents. They shall call the peoples to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck the abundance of the seas, the hidden treasures of the sand." Of Gad he said, "Blessed be he who enlarges Gad. He dwells as a lioness, and tears the arm, yes, the crown of the head. He provided the first part for himself, for there was the lawgiver's portion reserved. He came with the heads of the people. He executed the righteousness of the Lord, his ordinances with Israel." Of Dan he said, "Dan is a lion's cub that leaps forth from Bashan." Of Naphtali he said, "Naphtali, satisfied with favor, full with the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south." Of Asher he said, "Blessed be Asher with children. Let him be acceptable to his brothers. Let him dip his foot in oil. Your bars shall be iron and brass. As your days, so shall your strength be. There is none like God, Jeshurun, who rides on the heavens for your help, in his excellency on the skies. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He thrust out the enemy from before you, and said, 'Destroy.' Israel dwells in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine. Yes, his heavens drop down dew. Happy are you, Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, the sword of your excellency. Your enemies shall submit themselves to you. You shall tread on their high places."